Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. Their Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you will reach out and touch, anoint every single listener of this program. Father, if they mean us harm, if they're looking to do, you know, bad things, and it's just a part of their job, we just pray that you will specially anoint them, touch them, help them to understand that Jesus loves them from the very bottom of his heart. And even though they might not be doing really, you know, good things here on this earth at this time, the opportunity and the door is still open. So please anoint all of those that would have wished to do us ill. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, the rest of us, we pray. Matthew 18:19, where two or more are gathered together on this earth. When we pray in the name of Jesus, that thing that we ask will be done for us by our Father. We praise you for that, Jesus. And we also thank you for Luke 21:36. That we should pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man, stand before you at no other place than the wedding supper. Praise God. And Father, we also ask you, please, Lord Jesus as well, please, if there is anything in our lives, any feelings that we have, any enmity that we harbor in our heart against somebody who did us ill many, many years ago, maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. If we have anything in our heart that isn't in perfect harmony with your love and your will, particularly things that might exempt us from making the barley harvest, which more and more is starting to look like it's right around the corner, Father, please raise it up before us. Please let the Holy Spirit, please, please touch us, anoint us, bug us. Bug us, bug us, bug us, bug us until we are on our knees, absolutely immersed in your presence, dwelling in the secret place on the Most High. And so we can ask you fervently to help us to go to the next level, to get whatever it is that's in our lives, in our thoughts, in our hearts, out. Because to the pure, all things are pure. Titus 1:15. And Father, we give you all the praise, glory, and honor, now and forever and ever. Amen. Okay, praise God. So I was talking to Joy Jeffries Pugh, and she's like, when are you going to get your radio show back and up and running? And I was like, ooh, I knew that was coming. So anyway, she's saying like, hey, I got no problem with calling in via Zoom, so just let me know. And so anyway, so she's chomping at the bit to join up again. She misses it. And evidently she has a lot of people that are, you know, they're asking her. They're like, you know, whatever happened, how come you don't go on the radio show anymore? How come you don't, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And And, you know, I understand that. And so does she, of course. And so she asked about it. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool. So anyway, you know, I don't know where that's going to lead. Praise God. Looking at some settings here. That's correct. Looks good. All right, I'm going to leave it alone because I'll probably end up pressing something I shouldn't press. I don't know why. It does say it's in use by Audacity, but I wonder why. Well, anyway, I'm not going to worry about that. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So a lot of stuff is going on right now, but it's not a lot where I have to spend like 3 hours back to back kind of thing. It's just that the things that are happening are kind of big-ish. Now, if I was looking at it through the normal set of eyes that I look at news reports, I would say there really isn't a lot of news to talk about tonight. And I did say on the prior show that I was going to try to do something once every 3 or 4 days. You know, and there are going to be times when it's a lot harder. And there will be times also when, I'm guessing, I don't know this for sure, but I would assume that there will be times where I hit the 4 day mark and there's just nothing to talk about. It's the same old psycho babble. I'm upping your tariffs by this much. I'm going to up your tariffs by this much. This is the blah, 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 blah. I'm back and forth. You know, there's only so much of that anybody can take. So anyway, praise God. We just got to hang in there. Listen, your determination needs to be strong. I got some information I'm going to put out tonight, and I'm just going to let you know, your determination needs to be very strong. Remember when Jesus confronted his apostles and he said, "O ye of little faith." All right. Did he cast them into hell when he said that? He said, "You don't have enough faith. You have very little faith." But he didn't throw them into the pit, did he? No, he didn't. He was just pointing out to them that they had faith issues. Of course, then you can go into the faith of mustard seed thing and everything else under the sun. And it's you know, I got to admit, it's for me, it's a little bit hard to struggle along with that, you know, that to believe in my heart that Jesus is saying to me, "O ye of little faith," because I think to myself, why would I be here praying for these things if I didn't have faith that they were going to come true? But unfortunately, my human logic doesn't work very well when it comes to the kingdom of God. So I just have to deal with whatever, you know, I just got to deal with it just like we all do. So anyway, I did want to bring to your attention, you know, that we are, that we can have faith issues. And those faith issues can prevent us from getting, you know, receiving healings, divine healings. I can get into all that. I for what it's worth, I took my divine healing technician course, which was a whole stack of DVDs from John G. Lake's Ministries. I also took the SWAT, which was the apostolic, demon chasing training, you know, to cast out demons and all that kind of stuff, because it goes hand in hand with divine healing. But anyway, something apostolic, you know, spiritual warfare, apostolic training, whatever. I forget exactly what the acronym is. But anyway, that plus I don't even know how many books I went to, all kinds of conferences and seminars and things like that, because I really did. I wanted to learn every little thing that I could about those subjects. All right, praise God. Well, anyway, not to veer too far off the course, because I do want to keep myself on the hour mark, and it's not going to be easy because we've got a lot to cover, but we might surprise ourselves and get done a little bit early, which would be great. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, I'm going to start out today with something a little bit controversial, and it didn't come in until, probably the middle of the morning, give or take. So a shout out to Brother Justin for popping this over the wall to me. I will say that the three AAA prophets that I listen to still today, occasionally, is God's Healer 7, which they've been leaning very hard on. You're going to hear the trumpet sound. 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 The trumpet, 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 trumpet. So, you know, you can check in on them once every 10 days or whatever, and it's going to probably be something else about a trumpet sound. So right there, I'm not real, you know, when I see them pop up on my screen, I'm like, oh, wow, goody, goody. You know, what's the next thing? You know, I just kind of take a peek every once in a while, and sure enough, it's trumpet, trumpet, trumpet. So that's fine. The other one I like, of course, and always have, very, very much so, is Behold I Come, I Am Calling You Now, Jolie Wedby. All right, and I've been reading her prophecies now, particularly on the prayer vigil, for more than a decade. And, of course, God's Healer 7 started their ministry almost the exact same month or two that Tribulation Now started in July of 2011. Then the last one, which I don't think it was the last one that I discovered, quite honestly. I think it was one of the first ones I discovered and started following, which was Glenda Lomax. And she calls, you know, it was originally called Wings of Prophecy. She wanted to change it over to Just Praise Him. I think she ran into a few technical difficulties and gave up on that. So she changed a lot of the stuff on her website to say Just Praise Him, but she never changed the actual URL. So I guess she doesn't know the trick about forwarding, which is something that you can do through your internet service provider. And you just go into it and you say, anything that is coming to wingsofprophecy.com, forward it over to justpraisehim.com. And what it does is an automatic forwarding, which is what I do with tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle. Okay, tribulationnow.com is not the main website. It's tribulation-now.org. Okay, that's the main website. All right, but I set it up so that tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle, okay, that anybody who types that in, bam, it just automatically forwards it over to the .org site. No big deal. Just makes everybody's job a little bit easier. They don't have to remember so much. And for those who are not real net savvy, remembering tribulationnow.com is a lot easier. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So now, all of that being said, the third one that I've considered to be a AAA prophet for me anyways, and there's other ones out there that I've liked an awful lot over the years, but after the the Stanley Frodsham prophecy about the seducing spirits came out right after Trump in 2016 took office and all that kind of stuff, things just went to heck in a handbasket real bad, to the point where even, you know, a lot of the AAA, the ones that I consider my very tippity top prophets, they were kind of goofing up a little bit. And that's okay. We all prophesy in part. We all see through the mirror dimly. No big deal. This isn't a dig on anybody. But I just started noticing idiosyncrasies in the text that weren't lining up with the Bible. And I was like, wait a minute. This isn't right. So I sort of kind of backed off on all of them. And I didn't really spend a lot. You know, I didn't go, oh, goody, goody. Here's another one. And just jump right in and start gobbling it up like a really delicious, snickerdoodle cookie right out of the oven. But nowadays, you know, things are starting to calm down a little bit as far as the seducing spirits, at least it seems to be. I'm not saying that the seducing spirit concept isn't still happening. I'm not saying that God isn't sending the seducing spirits down on the earth to mess with the prophets. I think he is. I also know, the white paper that most of us are aware of. If you're not aware of it, you need to send me an email at jbaptist777@gmail.com. Again, that's jbaptist777@gmail.com. All right. And get a copy. I'll send you a copy of, it's called How Satan Stops Our Prayers, Combat in the Heavenly Realm. All right. It's very, very important. It was written by a man who spent, many years serving Satan in Africa. And he would his job was to get up at something like 2 o'clock in the morning, and he would have to astral project into the spiritual realm where the demons reside. Okay. Second order, third order demons, the whole deal, the whole bunch of them. So when Daniel's angel was being sent down during his 21-day fast, and it was detained by the Prince of Persia, and he needed to get bailed out by, what was it, Gabriel or something? like that, but it was an archangel. That is exactly what how Satan stops our prayers, combat in the heavenly realm, what that's talking about. It's trying to explain to you that if you do not pray through, if you do mamby-pamby, wimpy prayers, and you're like, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, please make my day go good. Father, in the name of Jesus, please take away all the graphene oxide nanoparticles from my water and the things that I drink, and bless my daughter, bless my kitty, bless my dog, bless the kitty litter box, bless everything. You know, at the end of the day, you're not doing nothing. I'm sorry, but you're not doing nothing. Now, if you can speak in tongues, that's a different story. If you have the gift of speaking in tongues, you get to bypass the normal petitioning process, okay, because our prayers go up before God as petitions. And if you know anything about how petitions work in a court of law, which is exactly how it works in heaven, then you would understand that there's a stack of petitions that are inside of file folders that all have docket numbers on them. And the judge comes walking in and he sits down. And there's a bunch of people seated inside. You can tell I've been there, done that, right? Bunch of people seated in the courtroom, and he'll slap the gavel, he'll start the session, and he'll say, docket number 5721213-A. And then, you know, the bailiff will stand up and say, docket number 3121, that's Sally Connor, come forward now. And Sally will go hobbling up there to the front and everything, and then she'll stand in front of the judge and say this, that, and the other thing. And he'll slap his gavel and say, go to jail for 30 years. No, not exactly. Unless you're in the United Kingdom and you said something bad about someone who's not British. Anyway, that's a whole other problem. So, before I read you this prophecy, I'm going to play the trumpet fanfare. You know why? Because it's just that important. Ready? Here we go. The time when all must choose, from April 21st, 2025. To my children in America, prepare for change, for change is coming to your land. It is not good change, but it is coming nonetheless. You will soon enter into the time when all must choose which God you will serve. The leader of America will be removed, as the wicked are not in agreement with his ways and his changes. They have the ability to remove him and will soon do this. There is nothing that you can do to stop them. When they remove him, one who is very wicked will take his place, who means harm to my people. You will see this coming, but be unable to affect the outcome. You must prepare yourselves for what is to come next. The wicked have a plan to cause great lack to my people, and to deny you food, to deny you services, which would include medical, and other things that you need, like Social Security. Pull together, my children, and look to me for what you need in that time, for I will surely take good care of you. The wicked have long been planning for this behind the scenes. They have everything in place now to make their move. They will replace your leader and quickly roll out their new agenda to remove me from everything and everyone. And they will do this. The enemy of your souls will increase the hatred, and the wicked have for you all of this. As all of this happens, okay, I'm going to read that sentence again because I butchered it. Okay, so it says, they will replace your leader and quickly roll out their agenda to remove me from everything and everyone, and they will do this. The enemy of your souls will increase the hatred the wicked have for you as all of this happens. Persecution will arise and increase as those who carry me in their hearts refuse to bow to evil. Only a few of my chosen ones will be strong enough to hold on to their faith in me through this time of persecution. But fear not, my children, for I shall bring you home quickly. Alrighty then. So anyway, this merits a little bit of discussion. And you might say to yourself as you read this, wait a minute, wait. Is the Bible telling the truth or not? Is it going sideways? What is this? This isn't adding up for me. And you know what? I'd agree with you. So one of the things that was brought to my attention that was very astute and accurate was the fact that prophecies and scriptures and stories in the Bible and passages and such are not contained to a small area of time. What happens many times is a prophecy will cross over it'll cross like five different groups of Christians. It'll cross over the wise virgins. It'll cross over the foolish virgins. Did you know that there are several groups of foolish virgins? It will cross over the barley harvest, and it will cross over the wheat harvest. It will cross all the way into the grape harvest, which is in Revelation 14. The problem that we have a lot of times is that we smush God into a tiny little thimble. We can't look at the Hubble Space Telescope, Spitzer Space Telescope, or any of the amazing things that are out in the universe, which is one of the reasons why I actually subscribe to Astronomy Magazine, is because I just want to see God's creation up close. Because it's amazing. So anyway, it's important to get your... Very important, because, you know, of course, I defaulted. I did what I should never have done, but I did it. And I started, and this one was important enough because of the nature of it, especially the warning that says, you know, a whole bunch of us won't be strong enough to hold on to our faith in Jesus during this time of persecution, but fear not. Now listen, let me talk about that for a second. What did Jesus do when he was hanging on the cross? When it was getting close for him to go? What did he do? He said, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" Don't even get me going on the multitude of times, but one in particular was when they were dealing with the demoniac and everything, and the apostles were up there trying to cast the demons out of him, and Jesus comes along behind him, and he's like, well, these ones like these only come out with, fasting and prayer and et cetera, and all this kind of stuff, which is one of, by the way, one of the most misunderstood verses in the entire Bible, but that's all another story. So the point here is Jesus said, "O ye of little faith." He was talking to his apostles. They were trying to cast the demons out. Does that mean that Jesus is going to punish him? Did our heavenly Father like turn Jesus over his knee when he got to heaven? How dare you embarrass me from the cross and say, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? What are you doing down there? You humiliated me, man." No, of course he didn't. Being short on faith, it is not a cardinal sin. You're not going to end up in hellfire. God's not going to throw you into the pit. There's plenty of, you got the parable of the mustard seed and, command the mountain and it shall be removed and cast into the sea and all these other things. I don't know about you, but it's been at least a week since I've cast a mountain into the sea. Okay, so it's very important not to get a bee in your bonnet and start running around the house, slapping your head and going, "Oh, no, 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 this can't be happening. This can't be happening. This," you know, relax, relax. When persecution increases really, really bad, you can believe There's going to be a lot of people. They're not going to understand. See, we've got to get our arms around how big is the Christian religion or faith? I don't even like the term religion. How big is it? 2 billion strong at last count, and the vast majority, something like 1.999 billion, are Catholics. I'm not picking on Catholics. Although, if you don't stop confessing your sins to vicars inside of confessionals, you're in big trouble. You may not make it in heaven. And you do not worship Mary. She is not your intercessor. It is only Jesus. And if you have any questions about this or need to see the scriptures, you just go to tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle, and you look for the link that says Catholics go here. And don't even get me going on those rosary beads, because there's only one thing on earth those rosary beads are identical to. Yes, the same beads that the Islamic people hold on to. All right, so anyway. So does that mean I take Padre Pio's 10 Days of Darkness dream and throw it in the trash and set it on fire because Padre Pio's, you know? No, absolutely not. Why would I? God uses imperfect people. But you do need to know how to perform your walk in Christ. You need to know what the Bible says, and you need to follow that Bible, because that Bible is your guiding light to eternal salvation with Jesus. And any deviation from some of those key behaviors is not good. Okay, so we'll just leave it at that. Praise Jesus. So I wanted to share this with you, a time when all must choose. And this is all about the eradication or the removal of Donald Trump, and then ultimately the rising up of massive persecution. Now, before we move on to the next subject, and there's a handful of them, I wanted to also toss this over the wall to you to contemplate. All right. If, as do so many Bible verses, as do so many prophecies and visions and dreams, if this crosses over the threshold of multiple Christian groups, which it almost certainly does, then getting to be in your bonnet and smacking your head and running around the house and, you know, forget it. Stop. Cool out. Chill. Okay, here's the thing that you need to remember. Prophecies, dreams, and visions cross lines. They cross over the wise virgins. They cross into the foolish virgins. They cross all the way past the seals period of time, the Olivet Discourse. They cross all the way in to the Great Tribulation, all the way up to the Grape Harvest. So there is an extremely, and I do mean extremely, if I didn't lean on that word enough, forgive me, extremely high level of likelihood that this particular prophecy crosses over the line of the barley harvest and all the way up to the wheat harvest. You understand what I'm saying? So if you're just automatically thinking that this is applicable to you, when Luke 21:36 says, pray always to be counted worthy, to escape all these things that will come to pass, and stand before the Son of Man. See, I don't know about you, but I'm a literalist. When my Bible says, pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things. You know, I had a very, very old childhood friend of mine who doesn't believe in a rapture. She's like, well, I forget exactly how she put it, but, you know, that she could prove to me with several scriptures that, you know, there was no rapture and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, one verse. It's all we need is one verse. 21:36. Pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things. She said to me, oh, well, God brings us through things. He doesn't escape us from those things. And I'm like, oh, really? So you have a big black Sharpie marker, and you're redacting Luke 21:36 because it doesn't apply, right? No, you can't do that. So what you have to do is you have to grow past wherever it is you're stuck on that ladder, and you got to get very high up on that ladder inside the Amazon canopy, and you got to go up above the top of the canopy so you can finally see Jesus on the boat over in the Pacific Ocean on the opposite side of Peru. But if you don't keep walking up the ladder, you're never going to see him. And you're going to have to go through hell on earth. And it's so sad. If we just were totally obedient to the scripture. For example, one of my favorite verses. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known or come to light. We have cures for cancer. Every possible type of cancer you can possibly get. We have cures for it. I mean, you can buy it from Amazon. Verse 18, therefore take heed how you hear. How? For whoever has the ability to hear, nothing blocking, no wax build up in their ears, for whomever has, to him more cool information will be given. Of course, the Johnny Baptist translation had to add the cool information part to it. And whoever does not have their ears cleaned, or biases, or previous opinions from somebody else, whoever does not have those things stuck in their head, even what they seem to have in their knowledge will be taken away from them. Because they have biases. See, when the whole world around you is breaking down because you were taught that there's no rapture, and all of a sudden you see all these strange things happening, and NASA coming on TV saying, the aliens took the people, and you're going, oh my gosh, you know, and people are going to be flipping out. There are a lot of people out there, folks, that are going to be flipping out really bad because they could have scraped the flypaper off the bottom of their sneakers. They could have walked up to the tippity top of that ladder and seen Jesus on the boat on the Pacific Ocean. But no, they stayed where they were. Their hiney cheeks were glued to that pew. Pew, right? I like that term, pew. Because it kind of like aligns with, well, you know, you can figure it out. All right, pun intended. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, on that note, let's go ahead and go into the rest of the news for tonight. Praise God. But I did definitely want to hammer home that prophecy, because if that prophecy comes true and it's not being affected by, seducing spirits, okay, look out, folks. When do you think this is most likely to happen, by the way? Do you think Donald Trump is going to be here when Netanyahu attacks Iran? Do you? I do. I think he's going to be in charge. I think Netanyahu is going to go in and bomb Iran. Trump's going to act all angry when he's already told everybody he was going to do whatever Netanyahu wanted him to do. And he's going to act all angry and scrunchy faced and all that kind of stuff. And he's going to say, I don't have any choice. I got to go in and support them. They're Israel after all. And then, you know, next thing you know, carriers pulling up, people being launched on the shore, all kinds of weaponry and tanks and this, that, and the other thing, missiles flying. And there will Trump be front and center. So it's my opinion, although I could be wrong, that Donald Trump will be here when Netanyahu attacks Iran, which could be tonight for that matter. Also, there are all kinds of things happening across the world right now, some of which I'm going to talk about very soon, that are confirming what we've talked about before. I said, I told you how Trump said, oh, I'm going to get rid of the IRS. I'm going to get rid of the Federal Reserve. You know, he's all growly face looking at Powell and saying, I can't wait for you to get out of here. You should have lowered interest rates. Get out of here. It's a put on, folks. It's a put on. You don't need the IRS, and you don't need the Federal Reserve when you have a money system that is based on Bitcoin. Now, granted, they're going to use that other version that's real-time traceable. I forget which one it is. Anyway, I'm not going to get myself all worked up over forgetting which one, EFW or something like that. I forget. But anyway, hold on a second. Let me just see if I can find it real quick. What is the most likely digital currency to succeed? I'll just take that one there. Highly adaptive cryptocurrency, rapid changes, Solana, altcoins, Polygon, Avalanche. Wait a minute, Ethereum. It's missing the one, though. Huh. I don't see it showing here. Here's the seven leaders. Anyway, so I combed over the most, you know, the top seven. And I mentioned them by name, but you know what? You didn't miss anything. My audacity stopped. I looked up at it, and I'm like, oh, well, they didn't miss anything at all. But the point is, in the top seven list, it did not show up, and I don't care. The point is that there is one in particular that has the ability for electronic tracking to the second. I mean, to the very second that you look at that Oscar Mayer shelf at Walmart, you're already going to have a social credit score deducted from, you know, because it's going to calculate it in. It's already going to take it away from you. Taxes, it's automatic. They're just going to take it away from you. There is nothing that can stop this. And then you're like, well, what about digital ID and all this kind of stuff? No. The digital ID thing is going to be forced on you. You're not going to be able to vote. You're not going to be able to get in and out of the country. You're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to do that. You're going to need that digital ID for every single thing that you do. And pretty soon enough, that digital ID is going to get replaced by a postage stamp-looking electronic circuit, very thin. It's like film. And they're going to stamp it onto your hand with little claws on the bottom of it with luciferase. And it's going to, you know, have babies with graphene oxide and all kinds of horrible things. And wait until I get to the rest of this stuff that's going on right now that's directly related to that. Creepy stuff. All right. So the next one I want to bring up here is China versus SWIFT. Now, if you don't understand how the monetary system works, then SWIFT doesn't really mean anything to you. SWIFT is the place where all transactions are negotiated. So when somebody sends $1,000 in cash to a friend over in, say, for example, Germany, it goes into the SWIFT system, which is essentially the Bank of Settlements out of Switzerland. And so I think SWIFT means Switzerland something, international, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I don't remember. But whatever. It's irrelevant. Then SWIFT takes a look and says, this is 1,000 American dollars, and I got to convert it into 1,000, the equivalent of 1,000 Deutschmarks. And, you know, whatever that delta is, it calculates out the delta. And then on the other side, when it goes to your friend in Germany, okay, that person gets the equivalent of the $1,000 US in Deutschmarks. All right. That's how it works. Now I'm going to read this to you. All right. SWIFT is not SWIFT anymore. The final showdown between China and the United States, the battlefield shifts from military hegemony to global currency warfare. As the clock struck 3 a.m. on Wall Street, this was this last 3 a.m., by the way, Switzerland's banking clearing system suddenly flashed a red alert. Whoop, 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 whoop. Had to give you the sound effect. China's cross-border interbank payment system, which is known as CIPS 2.0, powered by the digital yuan, went live simultaneously across 16 Asian and Middle Eastern countries. The first transaction, a $120 million yuan, which is equivalent to $16.5 million payment for auto parts, cleared the Shenzhen to Kuala Lumpur, and it did it in 7.2 2 seconds. This speed, faster than the blink, rendered Swift's three-day processing period a relic of the Stone Age. The global financial world finally awoke. Bloodless currency war, armed with blockchain scalpels, had sliced open the veins of dollar hegemony. Behind the blitzkrieg, what 7 seconds upended beyond speed? The digital yuan, financial blitzkrieg, started three fatal weaknesses of the dollar system. Number one, cost annihilation. A cross-border e-commerce company ledger revealing that a $100,000 payment to a Thai supplier via Swift incurred $4,950 in fees and took 17 hours to process. However, using Chinese CIPS 2.0, it only cost 12 cents to process. And happened instantly. This shift from toll roads to data plans slashed annual global trade settlements over $30 trillion. Did you get that? $30 trillion? And now for the rest of the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong!
What? It's not normal.
This is disturbing!
Game over.
Alrighty then. Okay, so first I'm going to go ahead and mention that they have photographs lying around on the internetosphere. And this one in particular was by a person who's been around as long as Tribulation Now has been around. He calls himself operation Now the End Begins. So he's been around a long, long time. Good person, lots of great information. Pope Francis is dead, he says. Klaus Schwab has resigned, effective immediately. And by the way, they were both 88 years old, and Sister Vera in Ontario believes that that is very significant. We don't know why, but it's pretty significant. Now, Sister Nancy, if you're listening to this right now, you need to get in touch with Sister Vera, and y'all need to hash this out, okay? Because you two are numbers people, and, you know, you drive the rest of us non-numbers people crazy. So anyway, but we want to know, because inquiring minds want to know. So anyway, Klaus Schwab resigns, effective immediately, from the World Economic Forum at the age of 88, and Pope Francis is dead at the age of 88. Now, a lot of people were like, you know, oh, no, this is just, oh, this can't be happening. I mean, what about the Malachi, the last Pope prophecy of Father Malachi and everything, and then the book by Tom Horn, Petrus Romanus. Come on, please tell me I don't have to throw that away. I love that book. I mean, come on, what's going on here? Something just doesn't seem right. And then, of course, they show you a photograph of a tunnel entrance on a freeway in Sweden, completely covered with, I'm talking about bona fide, perfect, just like you're watching a World War II movie, red Nazi swastika flags. According to this report, the implication is they're all over Switzerland and they're getting real pumped up about Nazism. All right, then. So the reason I brought this up was because there are a lot of people being their bonnet, flipping out, 88, 88, 88, 88. What do we do? What do we do? What does this mean? What could it mean? What could it mean? Well, we don't know. And the greatest minds in the world, I mean, they could resurrect Einstein and put him in a room with scientific calculators, and we may never know why the 88 came up. And there's been a lot of theories flying around, but we don't have any confirmations on those. But I did want to bring this up because there are a lot of people that are kind of flipping out and running in circles right now. Pope Francis is dead. Pope Francis is dead. Pope Francis is dead. Well, they got other popes that they got lined up, and they even have more Petrus Romanus sounding names than Francis did. Now, what does that mean? Could they have been off by one count, perhaps? I don't know. Or wait a minute. What if the death of the last pope marks a point in time which causes the clock to go tick, 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 tick. Are you following along with me here? What if that countdown clock is already started? And how long does it go for? Well, we don't know, do we? All right, so I wanted to point that out to you. There's a lot of people that are freaking out. It doesn't really bother me, because when you've been doing this stuff as long as I have, you're used to prophecies being wrong. A lot of them. If I had a dime for every prophecy that I believed was true, anyway, so I wouldn't be working my day job, and you guys would be getting a lot more radio shows, I'll tell you that. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. The next one up is something you just got to hear to believe. All right, so I'm going to play this for you. It's only a minute and 6 seconds long, but man, the impact of what these people are sharing. There's four people on the screen. I don't know how many of them are PhDs. One of them, it says that she is with People's Healthcare. The other one says her name is Lisa Darrington, does not affiliate her with any agencies. Another one is Tina Pierce, does not affiliate her with any agencies. And then has another person named Fabio Zofti. And maybe they'll introduce. I don't know. But anyway, let's go ahead and listen to this, because this is amazing.
I want to add also a comment to what Tina said about the change in personality, depression, and all these things. This is very real.
Talking about the vax.
Have identified the reasons from the theory, and some doctors in Italy have, some pathologists have confirmed that. The spike protein, unfortunately, attacks and destroys also the endocrine system. So the glands producing hormones, and hormones are what make our emotions and feelings and all those things. And so an Italian pathologist near Venice, he went on a newspaper telling that all the brains he had investigated, he found the pineal gland completely destroyed on all the people who were vaccinated. Okay, so the spike protein is also very dangerous for the endocrine system. That's why people have these changes in personality. And yeah, I want to add also.
All right. So anyway, so there you have it. It's not about pineal gland destruction or injury or any of that kind of stuff. It's complete. It's gone. Pineal gland is gone. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, and if you've ever studied a type of a drug called DMT, that's Delta Michael Tango, which, by the way, is naturally occurs in various parts of South America and different parts of the world. A lot of people travel there just for the purpose of going on a DMT trip. Evidently, one of the side effects of taking these, I think it's berries or something, making a tea out of it or whatnot, is you see entities. So you actually kind of like go into some sort of a weird spiritual realm, and you can see entities, beings. Well, the thing you got to be real, real careful about, especially nowadays, is a lot of these people that are going, on YouTube and stuff like that, and they're like, I've had many near-death experiences, and I can tell you that you don't die. This is what you're going to see when you pass away. And they start telling you, look, they're seeing familiar spirits. They're seeing demons that look friendly. And that's the same thing that the people with the DMT. Now, here's the thing. If your pineal gland is trashed, you ain't seeing squat. So that's important to be aware of. Well, if for no other reason, to keep you from flying to South America to try a DMT thing. But anyway, here you heard it from evidently several doctors. There's four of them on the screen. All of them were shaking their head yes. Evidently, they knew more than I did when I was listening to it. But it says right here, the pineal gland is completely destroyed. An Italian pathologist found out what might be the reason behind personality changes seen in people injured by the spike protein. Now, of course, you have that other doctor that's out there telling everybody that natokinase, can reduce it. But now he's changing his tune. Now, I forget the guy's name, but now he's saying it doesn't completely get rid of it. So evidently, you can take the natokinase and you can reduce the calcification of the pineal gland so that it works pretty good, but you're never going to fix it all the way. Now, why is this especially important to Christians? It is because it is the pathway. It's God's human body-based gland that triggers our ability to connect to the spiritual world. So when we speak in tongues, when we speak in tongues, that's spiritual. Matter of fact, I have an audio bite I could play for you, but I'm not going to take the time to do it, from the University of Pennsylvania, where they actually did a study. And they brought people in who could speak in tongues. And they put them on a chair and hooked them up to brain monitors and everything. And they monitored their brain. And they noticed that when they were speaking in tongues, that the vocal center of the brain did not activate at all. That's because you're bypassing the petition system. So all those people that got to stand in line and wait for the judge to judge on your request, they have to wait. But not those of us who speak in tongues. That's why you should seek the Lord for the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues, which will require effort. You can't just walk around the house going, Lord, please give me the baptism. I want to speak in tongues. It doesn't work like that. You need to be dedicated. You need to be on your knees. You need to lock the door. You need to put on gushing praise music like, you know, oh gosh, there's so much of it. It's just Grace Williams is a good choice, okay? Julie True is another good choice. Put on gushing praise music. Get on your knees. Turn off the lights. Let that music overwhelm you. Let your spirit well up inside of you. And what's really, really ideal is if you can get somebody to speak in tongues on top of it all. I did that once on a radio show during the prayer vigil, Paula from France wrote me and said, hey, I got the gift of speaking in tongues from the prayer vigil. And I was very happy to hear that. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And I hope many other people did too and just didn't write me. All right. So anyway, it does have major advantages. When you're in a jam and you don't have time to wait, you speak in tongues. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, on that note, let's go ahead and move deeper into the news. All right. Now, breaking. Israel is threatening to bomb Iran's nuclear facilities against the United States' wishes. So if there's anybody out there that thinks that this is new news, it's not. They're making like it's breaking news, you know, and they always do that because they want to capture your attention because, after all, that's where their income is coming from. Monetization. But anyway, the headline is simply what we already know, which is Israel threatening to bomb Iran's nuclear facilities against the United States' wishes. Did we know about this before? Yes, we did. Will we know about it tomorrow? Absolutely. Let's move on. Klaus Schwab, he nukes his own seat at the World Economic Forum at the age of 88. He says, I don't want to do it anymore. Okay, I don't know if he said it like that, but you know, you get the idea. So he's like, doggone it, my buddy the Pope, he croaks, I'm going to be, you know, and all that kind of thing. You know, no, I don't think there was any collusion between the two of them. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Now, the Pope, get this, listen to this particular Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. Listen to what he says about Pope Francis. By the way, virtually all of the progressive Catholics out there are screaming as loud as they can, you need to make Archbishop Carlo the next Pope. You think anybody's paying attention to him? I think that would be a big no. But let's listen to what he has to say about Pope Francis. Oops. Got to go to the website or else it won't play. All right, here we go. Oh.
This is by Klaus Schwab and the family of international finance. Find in Bergoglio not a neutral spectator, which would itself already be an unheard of thing, but actually a zealous cooperator who abuses his own moral authority in order to support adestra outside the church the project of the dissolution of traditional society. While adintra within the church, he pursues the project of the demolition of the church in order to replace her with a philanthropic organization.
He's talking about
of Masonic inspiration.
Masonic inspiration. Pope Francis.
And it is scandalous. This applies to both, to civil and ecclesiastical world. Confirming the Pactum Sceleri, the criminal conspiracy between the deep state and the deep church. It seems to me that in this conspiracy, the role of the Jesuit has been decisive. It is no coincidence that for the first time in history, a religious of the Society of Jesus is seated on the throne of Peter.
All right, and there you have it. He's pointing out that they're Jesuits, which, of course, if you understand the Black Pope and all that other stuff, you would be like, hey, thanks, Captain Obvious. I was on a totally different track.
You're good. Thanks, Captain Obvious. I was on a totally different track.
So anyway, good point. And is it going to be heated? Does anybody care? What is it going to change? Probably a whole lot of nothing. I'm pretty sure about that. All right. Okay, so then China hits back with rare earth export crackdown for global risks and, you know, against car crises and things like that. I'm just going to let you know straight up, China's hitting back. This is what it says. China's hitting back against Trump's 145% tariffs by choking off exports of rare earths, the weird metals that are in your car, wind turbines, fighter jets and that are desperately needed, electronic vehicles, this, that, and the other thing. And they're going into this big fight back and forth, back and forth. Trump owns the whole operation, this, that, and the other thing. Okay, so I'm not, you know, it's interesting, okay, but really at the end of the day, there's nothing that is just going to blow anybody's mind, or at least they shouldn't. All right, anyway, so the next one up here is China's non-nuclear bomb shocks the world. So China comes out with a non-nuclear bomb. The thing only weighs roughly about 5 pounds. But here's the interesting thing. It doesn't require any kind of nuclear fissile event. Okay, there's no atoms exploding. Okay, and this bomb is a hydrogen, non-nuclear hydrogen bomb that has the explosive power. It has a cloud the size of a real hydrogen bomb. It's 1,000 degrees that lasts a really long time, and it is incredibly deadly destructive power. Okay, so just be advised, these guys are inventing things on a level that most of us would never even imagine, our wildest, worst nightmares. Next one up. All right, the USS Truman, the Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier, is now, according to all the sources in the Middle East that are leaking information out, is now out of service. So anyway, evidently, the Truman's out of service. It's heading for repair, wherever that might end up being. And I don't really think it, I think really the point here is that they took out a carrier. Now, it doesn't seem that they've sunk the carrier, but they took it out. And that in and of itself is very, very substantial. All right. Also, we have, for those who are really, really into solar cycles, we have a lot of prophecies, dreams, and visions that talk about major solar events, coronal mass ejections, X class to the level of 9, that are going to make the Harrington event look like a bad day for GPS. Carrington event, sorry. But anyway, the point here is that they're really, really watching it very, very, very closely, because this gigantic hole in the sun is rotating directly toward Earth, and there's a lot of fuss going on right now. Is it true? I don't know. That something not so good could happen on account of it. So again, it says solar cycle 25. It says a time lapse span is for 5 days for the coronal holes to occur. They're not saying it's a really powerful one that they're expecting, but that is one huge coronal hole. It's huge. So anyway, good to take note of, but at least at this point in the end times, I wouldn't say it's earth-shattering. So, okay, so anyway, pun intended. So anyway, the Pope dies at 88. How much does the United States owe everyone? So one of the things that people don't seem to realize, raise my hand. Tariffs are not what we've been told by Donald Trump. But of course, we shouldn't be too surprised about that, because pretty much everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. Except when he said Jesus was Lord. And I was talking to Sister Elena about that, and she was married to a shape-shifting reptilian, and she said that he had no problem talking about Jesus. So I was like, oh, okay. So they can. So, but anyway, that's beside the point. I'm not going to get lost into that rabbit hole. But anyway, what tariffs are, is there imbalances in trade? So when Donald Trump is saying, well, there's a trade imbalance with Japan, and there's a trade imbalance with China, and there's a trade imbalance with the United Kingdom, and there's a trade imbalance with Luxembourg, let's talk about that. Let's translate it into what it really means. The United States owes Japan $1.102 billion. The United States owes China $760 billion. The United States owes the United Kingdom $740 billion. The United States owns Luxembourg $420 billion. The United States owes Canada $365 billion. The United States owes Belgium $349 billion, France $330 billion, Switzerland $300 billion, Taiwan and province of China, or Taiwan, they're saying Taiwan, the province of China, which has not happened yet, $285 billion, Cayman Islands $284 billion, Hong Kong $255 billion, Singapore $250 billion, India $241 billion, Brazil $228 billion, Norway $161 billion, Saudi Arabia $139 billion, South Korea $127 billion, and Germany $106.3 billion. Well, I'm sure it's nothing. It's just, don't pay no attention. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, if you know what I'm talking about. Right? All right, let's go through the rest of the news. We're running out of, we're already at the 1 hour mark. So now I got to cherry pick, or else I keep on going for a long, long time. So anyway, Netanyahu says he has no choice but to bomb Gaza as the death toll climbs. And people are getting more and more furious, more and more furious, more and more furious. Donald Trump talked about Jesus an awful lot over Easter, and that's why I talked to Elena and tried to get some clarity on whether or not a shape-shifting reptilian is able to talk about Jesus. Now, is it possible that there are multiple Trumps, and that there are clones, and that there are reptilian clones and all this other stuff walking around out there? I can tell you that I have photographs. I have a picture of him with a reptilian eye, just like it says in the Testament of Amaron from the Dead Sea Scrolls. So I have no doubt we're dealing with an entity of the darkness of the First Order. All right. Now, all that being said, I'm not going to get, I'm not going to freak out and all that kind of stuff. Also, Jeffrey Sachs explains how clueless Trump is when he says that the country's trade surpluses, are ripping us off. Okay, I just read to you what that actually means. It means that we owe them money. Got it? All right. Okay, so Judge Alito in the Supreme Court has shut down the deportation of illegals for a short period of time. They're saying there are loopholes and there's going to be contesting of it, so it's not going to last very long. So while Trump's out there beating his chest and saying all these things, remember, tick, 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 tick. Israel's considering an attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. We already know about that. They want to take out the centrifuges. There was a beautiful Jesus revival in Indonesia. My gosh, I don't think I ever remember seeing a crowd of people that big. How awesome. I wish I could have been there. That would have been absolutely amazing. China and Egypt are holding their first ever joint military drills in the Red Sea. Why do you suppose? Think hard. All right, it just goes on and on. Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. He deeply dislikes the Fed, wants to get rid of the Fed. The World Health Organization treaty is legally binding. Okay, legally binding, and that is terrifying to all the countries who are a party to it, because guess what? All that stuff they told us about, it's not legally binding to you because you're in the United States and this, that, and the other thing, and this, that, and the other thing. I'm here to tell you what. Wrong answer. It is legally binding to us. And what it's legally binding for is to force the vax on you. Bye-bye, pineal gland. So anyway, this gives us extra, extra motivation to stay far, far, far away from that noise. President Trump, Tulsi Gabbard, Pete Hegseth, they're all still trying to stop Israel from attacking Iran. A censorship agency shut down by Rubio, big deal. This is all this stuff. All this stuff that we're talking about right now, this part of the program, in the grand scheme of the end times and the departure of the barley harvest, I really think the most important part is the Glenda Lomax prophecy. I really think that is absolutely critical, because I truly believe that Sister Nancy hit the nail on the head and Sister Vera was already right on the trail, that is crossing over the line between the barley harvest and the wheat harvest, which means things are going to get bad. After the barley harvest, things are going to get real bad. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we do not want one, not want one, not a one to be here past the barley harvest. We pray that you will open the hearts and the minds of every single person listening to this program, that they will understand these things, that they will go back on the website at tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle. They will look at the guy with the little headphones, they'll click on him, and they'll scroll down through all the titles, and they'll find the different shows, the ones that talk about the barley harvest, the ones that talk about the wheat harvest, to help them to understand what scriptures to look up, to be able to allow it to absorb spiritually into their heart. Because we're running out of time, Father, and we don't want any one of our fellow brothers and sisters to be subject to the hell on earth that is coming shortly after we depart. I believe it truly is shortly after we depart. I could be wrong, but right now I strongly believe it's right after we go, which means, if I'm right, Netanyahu bombs Iran. This is a big if now. Netanyahu bombs Iran. Trump goes, "Ah, doggone it, look what he went and did. Well, we got to go help him." So he's like, "Come on, everybody." And the whole United States, the whole deal. World War III begins. Oh, and all the agreements between, you know, the Khomeini and Putin and everything kick into gear, and war this and sharing of equipment and all that kind of stuff. And it gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse. And then Trump goes away, right in the middle of it. What happens next? Civil War. The second movie that's on Netflix that Obama the Antichrist produced. God bless you all. I pray in the name of Jesus that this has touched you, motivated you. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Be on your knees seeking Jesus. Get on your knees. Receive the gift of speaking in tongues. If you need me to help you find the prayer vigil that has me helping people learn how to do it, send me an email at jbaptist777@gmail.com. And please, please be patient. My job is nuts. Pray for me. For every single one of you that lifts me up by name to the Lord, I am praying for a tenfold blessing for you and your family. And I don't even know what that means, but God does. And I'm praying for a double-fold blessing for the rest of you, that we are all counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand right beside you, Jesus, at the wedding supper. Praise God.